Well,
thank heaven.
Okay, yeah. So she said too that if you know some little story about how they got their name and stuff, you know, they want to know that. So, you know, so that they can put some of that in there. Is that the one you told me about?
Yeah, that's Hardway, Hank, we called him. But his name was Henry Haberman.
Oh. Did you know why he got that name?
Because he always done things the hard way. You know, when he was working a ship, you know, he went at it the hard way. That's why. Give him that name. There was a lot of arguments about that. Stolen lumber, you know, in them days, because you stole them piece by piece, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and everybody knew how to do it better than the other one. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's one way you can do it, you know, is to kind of cheat a little bit on the lumber, you know, and make it come out straight.
Oh, yeah.
This Grandpa Johnson here, I don't remember him. A lot of these followed in 35, of course. We hadn't been uptown long then. We got amalgamated in 34. So some of those Newtown guys, you know, that I didn't work with much, why I didn't know them. Well, I probably knew them, but...
Didn't know what their names were.
No. This Grandpa Johnson. And Snooky. Poor Shaky. And Swacky Blicker. I don't know any of them guys.
Awful names.
Bullfrog Johnson, I knew him. And Red Snapper. They lived right out close to where you live.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Well, a little further east. You know where going to Sandy and Tootie's there, and it just... that first hill you go up as you cross Waller Road.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on that inside corner there. Ooh. And this devilish John here, Devilfish John, I don't know him there.
Do you remember why they called that one guy Bullfrog, or...?
Well, he kind of hopped along like a bullfrog a little bit, you know. And then he, his wife, we called her the chicken picker. She worked down there where they killed chickens all the time, you know.
Oh.
And picking them, and then, I don't know, I think they had a machine to pick them with, all right, but they had to finish picking.
Yeah. It'd be a nice nickname, wouldn't it,
Grandma?
Chicken picker.
Yeah. Bullfrog Johnson, Red Snapper, Hard Luck John, the Caser, Sights. That's the guy's name, or at Sights. I remember. Caser. You know, Buster Evans' wife, you know, she's a Caser.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh. Mom said she wondered how many of these people Buster Evans gave the nickname to.
Buster Evans wasn't the worst one to give nicknames. Wormy, he was the one that gave a nickname.
Oh, he's in there too.
Yeah. Wormy?
Yeah, somewhere. I remember seeing that. Well, Mom said maybe I could talk to Buster Evans sometime. Does he live around here?
Yeah, but this...
he's living out on Pialop Road now. He bought the biggest Holster ever they could buy, a brand new one, I guess.
The case is just here that say that his name is Seitz.
Yeah.
Kaser. But John Kaser, that wasn't sister's dad. So I say there's so many of these here that they're real old timers that I didn't know. Oh yeah, the Crooked Swede, I knew him, but I don't know what his last name was. And then the Putty Swede. And the Crying Swede.
See, they had lots of Swedes.
The Big Swede. Double-breasted Swede. Rattlesnake Pete and Kid Harris. Pete. And the Lion Tamer, I knew him, but I can't say what his name was, no.
Remember why they called him the Lion Tamer?
Well, he was taming Appaloosa horses, you know. Oh. He lived in the valley someplace down there. And he'd ride them uptown to the hall once in a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he had some spunky ones. So they call him the Lion Tamer. And, Chuggy Harris, I don't know who that was either. Gopher Sig. And Spinny McGovern. I knew one that was called Skinny Platzer. And Fat Potter, I knew him. But that's your fat, that's his name, Potter.
Yeah.
And Shorty Scrub. Slim Patton. And Squeebob. Crooked Swede.
Squeebob.
And the Pretty Swede, Crying Swede. I got them. Let's see my hairs. Bumper Smith. I didn't know that.
I'm gonna start coughing.
Yeah. Kidneyfoot Martin, I knew him.
Kidneyfoot?
Yeah. But it said B.S. Brown there.
What'd they call him Kidneyfoot Larkin for?
Well, he had bunions, you know, and stuff in his feet. And he had shoes, you know, with a cutout place in it, which had the same. And Little Scoop. We had a big scoop and a little scoop. And I think they were both Little Scoop was Ole. I don't remember the last name.
Okay.
And the other Big Scoop, I got the names on my memory somewhere in there, but I couldn't say them. George Thompson, Lawyer Scoop. Cat Olson, Rabbit Scott, Steamboat Slim. I knew him, but I never knew his right name. I'd introduce him as Steamboat Slim. And Trotsky. Oh, that, this here, George Miller, his nickname was Lawyer, but they got Lawyer Snoops here. I don't know that one.
But George Miller was...
Yeah, they called him a sea lawyer. Because he all knew all about everything. And Pigeon Olson lived at Fern Hills. And Millionaire Jackson. He didn't own a dime.
Some of these nicknames are cruel.
Yeah. Humpy Carlson, I knew him. Sailor Petrosky, of course, his name was Petrosky, but I think his first name was Ed, if I remember right. I've never used that, just said Sailor Petrosky. Then we have Sailor Smith, too. Tokabor Mac and Spotlight, his name was Johnson, but he had one eye on his head, so they called him Spotlight. Duke of Fife. I see they got Lightning here, that's George Miller. George Mitchell.
George Mitchell. Yeah. He must have been real slow, huh? Was he slow?
No, he was jumpy. Nervous.
Oh, nervous.
Yeah.
He still is. Very nervous.
Oh, yeah?
The Flying Dutchman.
Oh.
Didn't know him. Hard way, Hank, that's Haberman.
His wife, she always says she's been coming.
Smokey.
Oh, yeah?
It was many, many years ago. Her sister married my first cousin. And there was only the two girls. And when they got married, she says, to me, she said, well, now I'm your cousin, too, and I don't want you to forget it. And boy, if I ever say she wasn't my cousin, she'd kill me.
Hell of a...
the only cousin I got.
And Moon Eye Fogelberg. I worked with him a lot of times. But his name is Fogelberg.
Why'd they call him Moon Eye?
said, no. I never heard that.
Just Fogelberg, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Fogey and stuff like that, call them, you know.
Melvin and Eleanor and Linda and her boyfriend and Michelle and her husband and baby was here yesterday. Oh, she's the best little thing you ever saw in her life. Yes, Granny, she'll shake her head no more, yes. And she says quite a few words. And all that going up and down that stairs there. Jesus, she thinks that's something. And you know, when she was here last time and got us, only been a couple of weeks ago, she didn't have much hair. She had one curl, right? Like a spit curl out on top of her head. And a curl. Now, yesterday there was a little spray of hair hung down here that just curled and curled, you know. You know, Linda and Michelle, when they were babies, they had so much hair and so curly. And hers is starting to get pretty, you know, great big blue eyes.
Yeah, she's really cute.
Oh, she's a character. She's so cute. Fall down, bump her head, and right back up. She can never cry. And she got out the yard. Oh, boy, she didn't want to come in.
Cockeyed Johnny, I don't know who that was. Timothy O'Brien. I didn't know him even though I see his name here. Wolf Larson, I worked in his gang. His name was Gus Larson. Oh. Whiskers. And Overcoat Mike. Nickel Pete, I knew him. I don't know what his name was.
Why'd they call him Overcoat Mike?
He had an overcoat on. See, old overcoat, and he had it so long, you know, that they years and years, and they called him Overcoat.
He just kept it all the time, huh?
Yeah. That's what Sheep Adams, too, got. He had a sheepskin coat, you know, and he had that for about 12, 15 years down there. So they called him Sheep Adams.
Oh. I think he's in there, too.
Yeah.
What'd you say his real name was? Duke? Is that what you said it was?
Yeah.
Duke Adams?
Duke Adams. And the rag picker, he always picked up any old coat that he could find, and he had two, three pair of pants on, you know, and one pants covered the hole on the other one, see? And Black Tony, I knew him. Yeah, they got Christians in here. Big Tony Udegaard, he was a walking boss when we come uptown. Black Jack. We had a guy by the name Black Nels. Black Jack. The Judegard used to live right down here on 96th.
Yeah.
Greasy Mooch, I didn't know that either. Mary Talbot. I knew some guy that worked on them ships. That was steam schooner guys, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the steam schooners used to fly up and down the coast here. And one of them was baptized Swede John and Salvation John, and I used to work a lot of them schooners too. That's before we had gangs, you know, just had men. So.
Mm-hmm.
This Andrews here, tap dancer Bobby Benny, I didn't know him either. Jew Harry. While I was funny, I knew him. I ducked his loads when he drove winch, you know, he had to keep clear because he was a pile driver. You know, I'd come bang him up against the ship, and then he'd bang him against the Coleman when he'll come in with him.
So watch out for that guy, huh?
Huh?
You had to watch out for him, huh?
Yeah. I'll stay clear when he was driving.
I was really shocked when I found out Donnie and Sylvia were separated.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, Saturday she moved out.
Little Jack Buckland, yeah. He was one of the old sound guys. He come up down there at the same time I did. And Stearman Anderson, another old town guy. And Chief Albert.
Chief?
Chief.
Yeah.
Chief Albert, I knew him pretty well too, but I'd be doggone if I could say his last name.
What'd they call him Chief for?
Well, he was a walking bot for it, didn't he?
Oh.
And he was kind of ornery.
Oh. So you had to hassle him.
Yeah. The clam digger. Squinty. Nosey. Squinty Nosey. Okay. Shaky. Oh, that's Shaky Freeman, yeah, they got him, got his last name there.
Oh.
Hollywood Kid, Billy Burke, McLean's promoter, Billy Connors, and then Big Teddy, second the motion Jack, he always second the motion, when one come up, you know, even before he knew what it was.
He wanted to get out of there, huh?
Yeah. South Tacoma John. Young South Tacoma.
It'll all still be there, Grandma, when you get back.
Morris Sweeney. And Picnic Charlie, his name was Carson.
You look like you got a little rest.
Much pain, but I can understand it.
You must have needed some rest because you look a little more rested than
can't
you were.
Get much rest though when you hurt so bad. Not only have I got all this pain now I got it all in this back in here, you know, from my bruise. Through it all and not knowing
Iron Mike, his name was He lived there, you know where Walt used to live on when he lived there on the Soton? He lived right next to him there. He always drove bulldozers and stuff. Got the name on the end of my tongue, if I can say it.
Lived right next door?
Huh?
Lived right next door? Or close? Did you just live close to Uncle Walt?
Yeah. Just up towards Morris, a little bit there.
Only
Kleinschmidt.
Oh, I was going to say Kleinschmidt.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that? I didn't ever know what his first name was.
I haven't seen my cat for 2 days.
His brother was the one that lived up there. Mike, and his brother were both raised about, up there on about 72nd and Oaks in there.
Oh, yeah?
And the whale chaser, I don't remember his name.
Whale chaser.
And they got a sea lawyer here for him too, isn't
it? The sea lawyer was that other guy, huh?
Yeah, Miller. We always called him the sea lawyer.
Yeah.
He knew all about what we could do and what we couldn't. And the whale chaser, he was about the same.
He knew everything too, huh?
Yeah, well, he that was his line of talking, you know, about chasing whales. Have at her, Goldie. That's Mutt Johnson. You got his name. Iron Mike, that's where I left off. And then Ragged Jackson, of course, his real nickname was Ragged Ass Jackson. But they left that.
They left that off there, huh? Oh, what'd they call him that for?
There's another guy that always was in rags. You know.
Oh.
And then we had the rag picker too, but I don't know what his name was last week. And Billy Wright, I knew who they were, but I that's Honey Boy, Big Nigger Jim, Dot Denton.
Didn't know him, huh?
And the prosecutor, I don't know who that is. Suitcase Johnson. I knew him too, but I can't. That's the only name I knew by Suitcase.
Why'd they call him that?
Well, I think he used to carry a suitcase around with him, you know, where he had his stuff in. You know, so many of them didn't have cars in them days, you know.
Oh, yeah?
But like me now, I always drove a car, so I had my hooks, different kinds, you know, that we used for sack and ore and lumber and stuff, and longshore hooks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Morey had some of them.
But they kept them in their suitcases, huh?
Yeah,
some of them?
Yeah, and extra clothes and rain gear and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So then when they caught a ride with somebody, they just threw the suitcase in the car, you know. And Ratface, George Austin, Ratface, Goof Larson. Pimp on Fred, either. Goosey Evans, that's Buster.
Is that Buster Evans?
And Barbara Frost.
Who was that guy that you were telling me about the other day that used to lose his money and then walk all the way to South Tacoma?
Oh.
With sand in his shoes.
Oh, him, Graveyard Ed.
Graveyard Ed.
Yeah, his name was Ed Surge.
Oh.
Was his real name. We called him Graveyard.
Punish himself, he put sand and rocks in his shoes, huh, and walk.
Yeah, rocks
old town.
And gravel and sand, you know, everybody could pick up there. Yep, he punished himself. And 72-hour Hansen. I remember him, but I can't say what his name was.
Harold.
Sheep Adams, huh? And the dog
took him? And that brown dog took him and took him up by the back porch on that house right back of him. You want them gloves.
We've got to turn this thing over. What did they call him Slippery Jim for?
Well, I don't know. That's some of the guys, you know, that I didn't work much with when they first was there, and they were older than me quite a bit, you know, and they retired years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these fellows are dead.
Yeah.
Jeff Spencer, Indian Joe, Chubby Hall, I knew him, but not the last name. Snag'em Johnson, they called him Snag'em because he always said that, you know, if his gang wasn't going out, he'd go down picking time anyway, you know, and then he says, I snagged a job. So they called him Snag'em. Snag'em Johnson. Donut Bill. Like he's been dead for 60 years.
What'd they call him Donut for?
Well, that's what he had to eat most of the time. He had coffee and donuts.
That's probably why he died. That was that other Kleinschmidt's name, Bill Kleinschmidt. That was the one that lived by Uncle Walt, wasn't it? Bill Kleinschmidt?
Yeah. Yeah. He was a longshoreman, too, but he drove bulldozer for other people most of the time. And his brother was Iron Mike.
Mm.
Because he worked night and day when he first got in there.
Hmm.
Rick Martin. We had one by the name of that. Get Page 8 next, huh?
Yeah, I think it's the next.
And I think that their graveyard heads, Ed Stewart, I don't think they had him on the list here, did they?
Well, I don't think so.
The last time I seen him, well, they didn't. Is this the thing?
Is it over? Let's see, where did it go to? Ah, right here. This last one right there.
And Cougar Harris, he followed in dog tracks up hunting one time, and they they dubbed him Cougar. Cougar. Cougar Harris.
Pitiful.
Large spiegel, I didn't think of that one there. Paul Bunyan, he was a little guy. His name was Merce.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They ain't got his name on here. Oh, yeah, they got Graveyard Ed here now. Sir. They haven't got this first. Yeah, they got Ed, sir. Piedarver Harris. I didn't know his first name either.
What'd they call him High Diver for?
Oh, I guess he fell off someplace or something in the drink, you know. It didn't take much to get a nickname, you know. And Cupid, that's Breckenridge. You know, he used to have that bar room there at the Tipperary.
Oh, yeah?
They got Fish Spider over here.
His first name?
His
name was Jack.
Jack Spider, yeah.
He was so crazy about me driving. Boy, he was a handsome guy when he was young. Never married. Boy, he used to pick me up. And I used to say, well, I'm too old for you. I don't care.
Swivel neck, that was that. Nick Old Friday. But we had a fellow that they called Swivel Neck Turner. He had a gang for quite a little while. Mm. Real Estate Johnson, I don't know him either. Little Ed Harris, he was our dispatcher for a long time. Maestro Harry Thornwall, don't ring no bells. Big Brown, that was Hank Brown. Honest John for sale. White Hennessy. I'm sitting bull. C. Jurgensen. I don't believe I knew him, sitting bull. Bowlegs. Whistling Dan. Bartender, Red Williams, I knew him. He's been going about 40, 50 years.
What did they call him Bartender for?
Well, that's what he done when he got into the local, I guess.
Oh.
He was a bartender, and once in a while he'd, when the work was slow, he'd get a job bartending, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, Red Williams. Drill Master, Casperson, that must be old man Casperson. Hard Times, Chris. Nuts, Tasty.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, gosh, I think Michelle's losing too much. She'll be getting fatter now than being good. Jeez, it looks
weak. Well, Linda said she's going to go to Weight Watchers. Is that what she meant?
Yeah, she's going to Weight Watchers. Holy cow, baby, that's
Michelle. That's the end of them, huh? End of the nicknames here?
Yeah.
Michelle's face is
Martin Frederickson isn't in there. I couldn't find it. But he had a nickname, and they called him I thought of it now, yes, sir. I can't say it.
There was one Frederickson in here somewhere. I wondered, Claudia's family's name is Frederickson. Wondered if it was a... Did you know the step and a half?
Yeah, I knew...
Barber?
Yeah, I knew him. But
what'd they call him step and a half for?
He took one short step and one long one, see.
Oh, I knew there was a reason for it. Who was that one Frederickson? I saw Frederickson in here somewhere.
Was it a Martin?
I don't remember.
Oh, what the heck was that?
Screwface Carter. I thought the only Screwface was Wombolt.
Yeah, he was one screw.
They had two, huh?
Yeah.
What'd they call this guy Gloomy Gus for? Do you know him?
Who?
Gloomy Gus?
I don't know.
Is that Gus Aiken?
Let me see.
What a fellow that's been teaching school.
No. Watling.
Isn't that Ben something? You know, a fellow that was a teacher. Isn't Big Ben.
I can't find that Frederickson now. Maybe it wasn't even this list I was looking at. She wanted me to ask you, too, about the strike in 34 were there two strikes, one in 34 and one in 36?
No, the timber workers in 36.
Oh.
And we went out with them because all the lumber was hot, see.
Oh, yeah. She wanted to know, you know, how long they were or what it was like when you were on strike or what you did to work, to get money and support your family then.
Well, me, I had a job out at the auction place milking cows that was held over till the next day,
oh.
You know, stuff like that. Then I spaded lots up there on Fern Hill for $1 a lot.
Oh, yeah? Kept busy, huh?
And then I fixed automobiles. Fords and Chevys. And sold them because I had a deal with Pouser, you know, that used to have the garage on the corner with a, some bank, you know.
Oh, yeah?
And when he took in one on trade, you know, they used to give him a few dollars in those days because, you know, you could buy a Model T Touring for about $400, brand new. So I had a price there, $15. I'd give him $15 for any car he took in, Chevy or Ford.
Mm.
And I'd fix them up and sell them. That was
a good deal.
During the Depression.
Yeah. Let me see. Okay, what a day's work was like in, when you first started on the waterfront. I mean, was it like you said you handled all the lumber piece by piece? And
yeah, well, we worked 8 hours for straight time then set time.
Yeah.
70 cents an hour.
Lots
that
of money.
That was big money.
Yeah.
Heck, sawmills and everything, you know, they, that was 35 cents an hour.
So.
Had to carry everything on their back, no machinery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I started longshore, I worked 10 hours in the sawmill for $3. 30 cents an hour.
I could see why you changed.
Yeah.
If you had to haul everything on your back, you didn't have any. Yeah. When did the machinery come?
Well, that come in, I'd say it started about in the later 30s. Then, I don't just know when they brought the lift jitneys in there, you know, that was the biggest help machine. But they also used about 60 men less on the ship, you know.
Oh.
Truckers.
Yeah.
They were out of the job.
Machines
so
cut down on the men.
It helped a little bit on the people's neck in there, you know.
Yeah.
Ben Turpin, we call him. He taught school at Martin Frederickson.
Oh.
I don't think.
He's not on here.
You could take the name down.
Okay.
Ben Turpin. Because he had taught school someplace when he first got out of school. I don't know the details on that, but he had been a school teacher at one time, and they had to call him Ben Turpin.
What else did you want me to ask you? How much influence the union had on your, I mean, was the union real strong then, or?
Yeah, pretty strong. You think after we settled the 34 strike, why, then we had a strong union. For a while. And then, of course, the CIO and the AFL, there's still that on the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
And then they wanted us to turn AFL-CIO too. So we had, well, when we, during the strike, you know, the negotiator from New York come out here, you know, to settle our, tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. He says, take what you, what they offer you, and, because you ain't going to win anymore. So we said, you go home and we'll settle our own strike. Well, then we was out of all the unions. So we went independent. Mm. And we worked independent until we signed up with the West Coast ILWU. Because we was the only local on the coast here that didn't sign up with us. And we couldn't, if we negotiated a contract, boy, we had to take what they got. We had no say in nothing. So we finally, a bunch of them fellas down there wanted to stay independent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Finally we got a vote enough so that we could change it into ILWU with the rest of them. Because then we'd have some power.
Okay.
Buster, you know, he's mad about that yet, because we shouldn't have joined the ILWU, but we never had anything till we got in the ILWU. Now we got a pension, and they don't have to carry sacks on their neck anymore.
Yeah.
All that hard work, you know, you don't have to do that anymore. So the guys down there now, you know, they got a picnic. There's some jobs there, it's a doggone easy, you know, they ain't that, you know, like blocking for a jitney, you know, when they set it down in the hole. Mm-hmm. But then you put a short block about so long, you know, just tip of it under the load when the jitney sets it down, so he can get his forks out. And then when he got his forks out, well, then you just hit that block and you plop out, you know. That's the job. And there's several more there that better conditions. We never had no conditions before that.
Yeah. Is that Buster Evans doesn't thought you shouldn't have, you mean? Huh? Buster Evans? Is that who you meant? Thought you shouldn't have joined that?
No, my Buster.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Buster?
Yeah, he's still mad about it.
Oh,
said we ain't got nothing now. But he was working with that Cox, you know. And he wanted to get a official job in the longshoreman. I knew that, but then, you know, he argued against joining them because they were commie. Well, if they're commie, well, they're giving us a good living anyway.
Well, now, how old was Dad when he started longshoreman?
Oh, he must have been around 18, 19.
Yeah. Was that how old a lot of the people were that started? About 18? They started about
no,
that age?
No, I'd say most of them started at 21, you know. It was a long time they wouldn't hire you unless you were 21.
Oh.
But a lot of them cheated on their age, you know.
Yeah.
If you were big enough, you know, to take this
way. Still take you.
Yeah. They figured you might be that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And where was the hiring hall then?
During the strike on Commerce. Upstairs there, 15th and Commerce.
Oh.
During the strike. Before that, why, we had the hiring hall in Old Town, you know. I belonged to the lumber handlers.
Uh-huh.
And Uptown, that was the cargo handlers, you know. Anything from soup to nuts, you know.
Oh, and you just handle lumber, huh?
Lumber. Unless it was just a few thousand feet of lumber, well, they had the privilege of taking it on uptown.
Oh.
You know, so they wouldn't have to change crews,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
I forget how many feet of lumber they could take, but then they took more and more and more every time, you know. So we voted to amalgamate, you know.
Well, that must have been confusing to have to switch back and forth.
Well, they would if it was over a certain amount.
Yeah.
So that it would pay them to move the ship over to a lumber dock or something like that. Why, in place of that, why, of course, lumber orders, you know, were pretty big, maybe 100,000 feet or so. You know.
Yeah.
Some big lots, too, you know. They cheated on us a little bit there, you know, because they had a chance to do it. I mean, the ships.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, that was a long time there. Heck, I think the average longshoreman was $45 a month. That's the average. That's pretty small.
Not much.
Of course, there was only 70 cents an hour, too, at that time. I think, though, in the strike, why, we was getting $1.05, something like that.
Oh.
An hour.
Well, that's
that is
good.
During the, after the strike, I mean.
Yeah. When you first started, what you said you used to work summers over Eastern Washington?
In the woods, yeah.
Yeah, and then?
Then I worked on the outside in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And then I'd had my $10 in, you know, for train fare to Wenatchee. That was only somewhere around $10 at that time.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd draw out my $10 again, you know, on my application and go to the woods again. I'd done that for 3 years. But I had to keep working with something, you know. So then I made sometimes just as much money as the local guys while I was on the outside, because Albert Anderson, he was the guy that had the loading of the schooners.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of times I'd take a job, it was only a couple of hours, you know, for him, just not too much pay in it for me. Probably I had to drive clear from Old Town and down on the tide flats or someplace,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they were shorter men, they wouldn't work short-handed that time. A lot of the longshoremen, they wouldn't have it, see.
Yeah.
They wouldn't take that little job. Or if it was flour, none of the Old Town guys wanted to pack flour. If it was flour, heck, I got some jobs there, I worked 16, 18 hours on, you know.
Huh.
And he'd always give me a job, but then later on, why, he turned it over to, what the heck was his name? I thought by the name of Green, anyway.
Oh.
And then it wasn't. Then my first pick in there was gone, see. I mean, we used to line up in what used to be a bar room right across the street from the old hall there.
Oh, yeah?
Old Town. They forget the name of that place. Don't they?
And that's where they had picking, huh?
That's where they picked them right in there, you know. And we were sitting in there mostly playing rummy, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Waiting for a job, you know, something they'd call in, you know, after picking hours, you know, for extra men or something.
Yeah.
And then if you was there, oh, you could grab it, you know. That if Snagham Johnson had been there, he'd say, I snagged one.
Oh, right. Well, I think that's pretty good. I think tape's almost over with, too.